Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, why Donald Trump needs the media. Donald Trump's war on the media has, in some ways, been good for both sides. For Trump, a politician who only appears to be able to operate when he has an enemy, the media has become a useful substitute for Hillary Clinton.
These are very hostile people. These are very angry people.
Meanwhile, the newspapers and networks that Trump falsely attacks as fake or failing have seen their audiences grow. Yet, as the fallout from the tour of East Asia by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson shows, treating the media like the enemy can cause problems.
Do you think it's very unfortunate that on a critical, serious foreign policy crisis such as North Korea, that we are sitting here asking questions about why the State Department is excluding the diplomatic press corps from traveling with the secretary and offering a seat to a unilateral, and that we're not talking about the serious issues about North Korea?
And that's why I'm up here at the podium trying to answer your questions.
Secretaries of State normally travel with a handful of journalists. Their reports tend to be fairly straightforward. Hillary Clinton did X, John Kerry met Y. That also means they tend to be fairly positive. But Tillerson refused to allow any of the networks or newspapers to join him on this trip to Japan, South Korea and China. Instead, a sole writer for a Trump-supporting website came along for the ride.
I mean, is this how Secretary Tillerson wants to kind of debut his important diplomatic mission on a foreign policy crisis? To go out of the box and take a reporter from an outlet that is not at the briefing every day or ever, as far as I can tell, and does not know anything about these foreign policy issues.
Tillerson told the Trump-supporting stenographer that he was not a big media access person. He suggested that the media's role was to report on things he wanted to say. If he didn't want to say anything, what was the point of them being there? This is, of course, a fundamental misunderstanding of the role of the media in a functioning democracy. They are, we are, not here simply to report on what a government says. In the case of a US Secretary of State travelling to another country, the press's role is to report on what the government is doing, what the trip means, how America is perceived abroad. With no American journalist president, American citizens have no idea what is happening in their name. Well, almost no idea. And that's the other problem, because there are some journalists there, it's just they're from the host country. Which is why the big story of the Korea leg of the trip was that Tillerson had shortened his trip to Seoul because he was fatigued. That was the line briefed to the Korean press by its government. And with no American journalists on board Air Force Two, it was tricky for Tillerson's team to rebut it. In any functioning democracy, the media needs access. Trump and his team seem to think this is a problem, but if they're canny, they should see it as an opportunity too. Proper access can work for everyone. A government has a chance to get its message out, journalists have a chance to hold a government to account, and the public has a chance to find out what's happening in their name. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.